lost his voice, though he was a pastor. He was a pastor kid. He was really plunged into a deep investigation of the topic of disability, especially for believers. When a lot of people think, just if you just believe in God and have enough faith, he's going to heal you. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. So, you know, just based upon, he has written a wonderful series of awesome books. But there is one particular verse where every time that we are preparing to bring you a message, you know, these things just sort of come to your mind. And we just sort of go with it. And in fact, today, the one that came to my mind was to really share some of the insights into one of his books that we're going to talk about. And it ties in with what Pastor Thacker is going to do. And I'm always like, don't we need to be like coordinating? And like, no, I don't think so necessarily. But this time, it was like, yeah, what Pastor Thacker is going to talk about and what we're going to talk about really are quite aligned, and you'll see that. It's very exciting when that happens. Should happen all the time, but, you know, God makes a way. Amen?
Amen.
So who of you remember what we talked about last Sunday, this Sunday, only a month ago? Mm-hmm. What did we talk about? There's a hint. It's up on the screen.
Thinking more clearly.
Okay, we all thought a lot about the election, and we made a decision as a country, as a nation, and we picked a new president. Amen. And because about half the people in the country are not saying amen, and that's what we're talking about today, because though we have made a decision and though this transition is in order and you're seeing it on the news and so forth, the fact remains we're deeply divided. Would we not say we are, as a country, deeply divided?
We're not united.
We're not the United States, I think, that our founders envisioned.
No.
Suffice to say. So based on that, I wanted to sort of carry on with that thought. And there is a chapter that I was just kept coming to my mind, and it's in a book by Bob Sorge called The Fire of Delayed Answers, which is one of his awesome books. But he talks about, in particular, and of course you notice I have no notes, no nothing. It's more of a free-form Sunday school, because I think we need to really be talking about this and sort of amongst ourselves. Maybe these are things we don't really think about. But let me just, and a lot of them I was going, oh my gosh, I hope this is going to work. Because what I did is I downloaded, for those of you with smartphones, we can buy books, right? How many of you read books on your smartphones? Yay, Kimmy! Kimmy's the only one? Come on, guys. Well, I know that all of us have smartphones. So that is a blessing.
I can't.
But he, in the chapter 11, it was just one of those chapters that kept coming to my mind. He's talking about the dance of the two camps. And we'll see what he's really talking about is who are these two camps that he's speaking about. And there is a journal entry that he, I just wanted to share with you. Because a lot of his studies are on the book of Job. In fact, he wrote a Pain, Perplexity, and Promotion, which I thought this chapter was in, is a whole study of the book of Job, which has a lot to do with suffering, right? Amen?
Amen.
But his journal entry reads, I relate to Job 9:27 through 31. It doesn't seem to matter what I consider doing. There's always some reason why that isn't the answer or why it isn't sufficient. He says, if I rest and do nothing, it seems that's exactly what happens, nothing. But if I wrestle and I seek and press into God, I feel like I'm striving. I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Does anybody know how it feels to be that way. And in fact, the two camps that we're talking about are really, you can really sort of see people in the church break into two major factions. And that is, either you are waiting on the Lord or you're pressing forward, right? And there's sort of a very built-in conflict there, is there not? And in fact, there's a term for it, Mahanaim, I hope I'm saying that right. Mahanaim was the place where Jacob divided his company into two camps, so that if Esau would attack one camp, the other would be able to escape. So, you know, in fact, the Bible, we see a lot of times in which there's a conflict in things that we're all to be one, we're all to be one, correct? But in fact, we see that we'd sort of fall into, and I just got out of the book, okay. And I just got out of the book again. And it's not working. I knew it would do this to me. So, I don't know if I'm going to be able to use the book or not. Okay. John keeps laughing. Where's Nightmare? Okay. In fact, what we do have two camps of people. I'm going to just have to leave this because it's not working. We have the quietness camp, right? We have the people that say, be patient and wait upon the Lord. And as Chris says, if you have experienced for an extended period of time, you are waiting, right? You are waiting for answers. And there is a time for that. And then there's the other camp. It's our confidence camp, right? The people who say, press forward, name it and claim it. You got to go for it. You can't be patient. You can't be waiting. You need to go for it. So which one do we do? Which one do we do? That's the question, right? So first of all, we sort of want to look at those separately. I wanted to. That quietness camp. And again, there was a whole bunch of scripture and not much time, and I was going to read it off the smartphone. But I think the Lord had another plan, because I think it would be helpful just for those. First of all, who feels, just upon what we've talked about very briefly, which camp do you fall in? How many fall in the quietness camp, the be patient and wait on the Lord? Pastor Thacker, see his hand up. Priscilla, Pastor. Kelly, you're in the quietest camp.
I have to move patient. I have to move patient. I can't make to the point to make the point.
Well, good. That's awesome.
You have to be, but you normally aren't.
I'm fine.
And so since my smartphone has decided to be embarrassing.
I'm fine, yeah.
What we do know is, okay, for those of you in the quietest camp, now would be a good time to be quiet. If you're in that camp.
Amen.
Okay, just saying. All right. If you're in that quietest camp, and I know you are because you held your heads up. There was a trap.
Don't do it. No, I'm kidding.
You in the quietest camp. You must have favorite verses. Life verses, perhaps, that you lean upon that reflect the quietness. Care to share any of those? I'll put you on the spot here.
I kept going over in my mind, I can do all this through Christ and share with me.
There you go.
Not only was that my favorite, it was my dad's favorite, too.
Awesome.
You know, I would just get crazy sometimes, you know. Well, not crazy, but just unsettling.
Philippians 4:9.
I can get through this.
Huh? Philippians 4:9.
4:13.
4:13. 4:13. Okay. That's close.
I am.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. Really.
I'm not sure where it's found, but it says, "Be still and know that I am God."
Amen. Be still and know that I am God.
That's a good one.
Psalm. A psalm, Pastor. Do you know the address?
Yeah, I've got it.
You can Google that on your smartphone.
There, Google on that smartphone that's letting you down. But that is a good one. Any others for you and for those of you in the quietness? I think one of the most calming and quiet psalms that I can think of in the Bible is Psalm 23.
Exactly.
And being born on the 23rd of February, one day apart from my sister who was here, that has always been a favorite psalm of mine. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Right? Yes, Pastor?
Does it, that kind of the situation you're in determine which camp you're in at that time?
It, possibly, but I see myself, and again, if I could get to the book and read some of it, you tend to fall in one or the other most of the time. Of course, even for those in the confidence camp, there are times when you just sort of quiet down and talk to the Lord. Praise God, not enough, but you do it. Yes, Priscilla.
I find that I'm in the quietness camp, but if someone approaches me with a problem, my confidence comes over for them.
Ah.
I can project what I need to be thinking, you know, but what I need to be doing. But my confidence comes up. God's going to be with you. God's going to get you through this. But sometimes I'm in my quietness camp and I'm trying to help somebody else. I'm very confident what God can do for them.
Amen. Well, and too, not just scripture so much, but I noticed when we were picking songs, okay, not that we're doing that so much anymore, I know you're still choosing a song, but just the titles of the songs, you could pretty much see where someone fell by the song. Now, okay, if we can't think scripture, what are some of your favorite songs and which do they reflect? Kimmy, I'm thinking about yours. There's a lot of the ones that you would possibly fall more in the quietness camp.
Yeah.
Can you think of some that I should, the Jeremy Camp one?
Yeah.
Praise You in the Storm.
Yeah, I was Jeremy in my camp. Praise You in the Storm.
That's quietness camp. It's very, it's like, hey, I'm in a storm, but I'm still going to praise you. Yeah. See, that's quietness camp.
Ooh.
Any others?
Holy night.
That is going to be heard a lot in the next 30 days. We're going to have lots of holy nights for the next 30 days. That's very good. Very good. You're doing awesome. Saving my Bible study here. Okay, confidence camp. How many? Kathy put her hand up. Come on, some of you, which camp are you in? Not in either camp? Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly, you had something to say about the last camp. You're not in the confidence camp, eh? The confidence camp is simply this. Rather than be patient and wait upon the Lord, I'm going to take it into my own hands to fix whatever problem.
That's what Don tries to do.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I am going to the right pastor. Be patient with the Lord. No, let's go. Let's name it. Claim it. So what are some of those verses? I got them. Anybody have any of you have some verses? They didn't claim it once. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For I, the Lord, am with you wherever you go. And then Isaiah picks up on that and says, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right arm. Does that kind of stuff? Any others that you can think of? There's so many. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kitty.
For I know the plans that I have for you.
Jeremy 29:11.
Yes. To prosper you, not to harm you.
Yes.
To give you hope and a future. Just those more uplifting ones. Any other ones that you can think of? I name a million of them. Because those are the ones that I gravitate towards. Because they're like, yes, press forward.
Neither be warm or cold.
Isaiah 43:18-19. So forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It's just, I've got it. We're good stuff popping up. And there's so many of the songs that they play that I gravitate towards, like the It's Not Over Yet, It's Not Over, you know, all those songs that are just sort of, yes, yes. Or End of Day, the one about I will rise. But those two are, you know, sort of basically at odds with each other. So, which can't read, and we sort of did that already. What's the right answer? Which camp should we be in? Let's see if it absolutely positively. There was a great passage. Okay. I don't know why it thinks that improved. But from Bob Sorgan, of course, I'm going to paraphrase because I did get my smartphone to work with me. Is the answer is, do you wait on the Lord or do you press forward? The answer is?
You should.
The answer
do
is
both.
Yes. Yes, you need to do both. So, we don't really have time to break into groups and all of this. But for those of you who are in the quietness camp, give us some wisdom for those who are in the confidence camp. Yeah, maybe we can be a little more like you. How do we do that?
Wait on the Lord.
Just wait on it. What do we do while we're waiting?
You can do nothing else.
You wait. That's good. The profound theological wisdom of Kelly. That's so positive. There's not a hard time. Okay, for those of us in the confidence scale, what are we gonna tell you people in the this scale? Maybe just think of one thing that you could press forward towards in the week. I don't know. What do you think? Because we have to do both. We have to do both.
Stay obedient and you will get you through both of them.
You can't sit back and just wait. God helps those who help themselves. So it's one of those, you know, if I sit here in this building and God's going to take care of me no matter what, and I'm paraphrasing something, my mother's probably going to slap me upside the head for a minute.
That'll wake people up.
But if I sit here and say, God's going to take care of me, and I leave all the doors unlocked, somebody's going to come in on me, and I may end up in the floor dead. But if I lock the doors, and I take care of myself as well as letting God take care of me, then I'm safe.
So the wisdom would be, do what you can do.
Yeah, do what you can do, but then leave the rest in God's hands.
Yeah. Very wise. Very wise.
Don't do things yourself. Don't do things yourself in the grace you can do.
For this particular, I think we do need to do the things we can do.
Just sit back and wait. Thank you.
Wait on stuff you need to wait on. Move on stuff you need to move on. Great. Okay, we're going to move on. I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the wisdom that you continue to shower upon us. And we need to do both. You know, we need to wait on you. And we need to press forward towards the goal, which is in Christ Jesus. And we just pray collectively for the wisdom to know what to do and when to do it. My questions are always, what am I doing and why am I doing it? But just, you know, the wisdom needs to come from heaven on what we need to be doing and how best to proceed. So just, we have a new year coming up, winding down, a year, awesome season of celebration for the birth of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. But, you know, just in the year ahead, Lord, we just pray for that wisdom to be able to do what we can do, when we can do, and have the wisdom to know when to be patient and wait upon you. So we pray this for everyone here, Lord, and we pray you and pray to you and praise you in the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.